You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another Monday. It's another tech feature. We've been doing these tech features since the start of the new year, the new month, part of our kind of expansion into looking at new things. And we've got our resident tech journalist joining us to take a look at some of the latest developments and happenings in the world of tech. I'm joined on the line by Nafisa Akabor, who is a tech journalist, but also the founder of Recharged.co.za, to take a look at quite an interesting innovation from the team at Apple. Good evening, Nafisa. Thanks so much for taking the time. Always lovely to chat to you. What is Apple looking to do? I see they're launching new AirPods, but there's a special feature around the AirPods. What's going on here?
Hi, Jimmy. Great to be back. Yes, so Apple actually last year announced this groundbreaking feature on the AirPods Pro 2 specifically that turns it into a pair of hearing aids, which is remarkable. As we know, hearing aids are very expensive, and these pair of AirPods costs 5,500 rand, I think, and you get them either in a Lightning or USB-C. After a simple free software update on your iPhone or iPad, it could be paired with either, you take a hearing test, and then you follow the prompts to use it as a hearing aid if a hearing test tells you that you do need to use it as a hearing aid.
That's quite a remarkable thing, because, I mean, the hearing side of conversations is a very sensitive conversation. I mean, different people have different hearing impairments. I think about this because I've got my own personal experiences with those that have got hearing impairments. How do you then combine tech with health tech, so to speak? This is effectively what we're calling it, I suppose, is health tech, to create a product that then services a need but also still remains part of your original product offering. I mean, I can imagine they're not intending for this to replace their existing products.
No, of course not. I mean, nobody saw it coming, well, at least not me. I actually own these AirPods, and it was such a surprise, an interesting thing to note that the new software update will be rolling out and bringing it to me. I mean, I think it's great that Apple is going this route, but who knows whether they won't. I don't see them becoming a health tech company, but they also do have smartwatch, the very popular Apple Watch. I mean, as do other companies have their own smartwatches, which already also tracks health features. So maybe, yeah, this could be like a new, perhaps, industry, because we know AirPods alone is such a profitable from Apple.
Nafisa, is this practical from a consumer point of view, right? So you touched on the cost earlier, and I'm wondering, if we're aiming to make these products kind of more accessible, is it right to kind of have them at the price point that we have them at? Or are we saying, look, these are still AirPods, it's just that they have an added feature to them? How do you balance the price side of it as a manufacturer with, well, what we would assume is you wanting to change the lives of other people?
Yeah, so Apple calls them clinical grade hearing aids. They don't specifically say, hey, these are hearing aids, but they obviously offer such good quality. And they don't, so from what I read, I'm no expert, hearing aids are a bit expensive. They're nowhere near like 5,500 rand. So in terms of cost alone, for people in this country who do need hearing aids, this actually might be an attractive price point to use it, because I know certain people in my family who don't, they feel a bit shy. They don't want to actually wear it. They don't want to go for the test. They don't want to be that person walking around with a hearing aid. So maybe it will help people. And I mean, across any age, not to say that you have to be elderly to wear them. It could also make people more susceptible, sort of wanting to get tested and wear AirPods rather, because you're still walking around, you're still listening to your music, it enhances all those features. So maybe it will help people accept their condition.
Nafisa, what about everyday things? I mean, if the AirPods are linked to a device and you're expecting a call, that kind of makes sense that it would enhance that call quality and the hearing element there. But from a hearing aid perspective, can I just walk around with these AirPods in, set to the right settings or frequency or whatever it is, not play any music and be able to hear the outside world? Or are they only going to really work with my Apple device?
No, yes. Firstly, you do need an iOS device to pair it to, but yes, it can be worn without listening to music, because there are settings on the app, and Apple says that it also helps you some preventative stuff. So if the environment around you is too loud, it sort of regulates it or brings it back to something that's acceptable. So it's not, you're not going higher than a certain amount of decibels or what's accepted for your ears. Like I know with my Apple Watch, when I'm in a noisy environment, it'll beep and say, hey, like this, and you're in a noisy environment, it's above 90 decibels. So yeah, it does help with a normal situation.
That sounds like an interesting way to approach health tech as well, to just say we're going to look after your overall wellness as a service provider because you use our products. Is there more that we're seeing coming out in the health tech space? Are we seeing kind of other companies do something similar or even think about health in a different way?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of smartwatches. I wear one. But I do know it's also some people think it's ugly. So now we're seeing smart rings come, and Samsung, their Galaxy Ring is actually going to launch next month, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it's great that it's giving consumers the power to monitor and be proactive about their health, even if you never cared about it. I mean, COVID taught us a lot. People want to monitor their blood oxygen rate, their sleep stats. They want to know when they're stressed out. So it's actually great to wear these devices, whether you prefer a watch or a ring. It actually doesn't matter, whatever suits you. And then you'll just get notifications, and sometimes they're now being built together with AI to offer you ways to improve. So firstly, you will get notified, hey, there's a change in pattern. This is what I get on my watch. It tells me your vitals are a bit low. Maybe you need to check it, you know? So then I'm aware. And then also I realized when it did tell me that I was feeling a bit under the weather and I didn't realize maybe I was flu-y, maybe I needed to slow down. So I think these gadgets are great for people who just want to be more proactive and be preventative about anything in the future that could be worse.
Certainly an interesting future we are headed for, especially one where tech starts to meet with your health needs and everything in between. Folks, if you want to check out the step-by-step guide on how to turn these AirPods into a hearing aid or how to enable the hearing aid functionality, Nafisa's written quite a good article on her website, recharge.co.za. It's got a step-by-step guide on how to make use of this feature. Probably very useful if you are thinking about it. Nafisa, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Always lovely to catch up with you. Always great to get the tech news first from you before we try and see it out in the public space. We'll leave the conversation there. Thanks so much, Nafisa. Nafisa Akabor, tech journalist and founder at recharge.co.za, on the latest innovative feature from Apple on their AirPods Pro.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.